Hello.
Yes, good morning. My name is Tony from National Opinion Survey. And I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey. And would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can I speak with Jonah Tillman, please?
This is.
Okay. All right, ma'am. And just to be sure that we represent everybody, may I ask, what is your race?
African-American.
Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, I know it's still a long ways off. What are the chances that you will vote on 2024 elections for president and Congress? Would that be a definite vote, probably vote 50-50, or will not vote?
Definitely.
All right, ma'am, and just thank you. For qualification purposes, what is your age?
23.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and please write me your level of motivation for voting on this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024.
Very motivated.
So what number would that be? 10. Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, generally speaking, how closely would you say you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Very closely, somewhat closely,
very close.
Okay. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, and independent, or something else?
Independent,
okay. All right, ma'am, do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approve.
Would that be strongly or just somewhat approved?
Strongly,
okay. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Somewhat satisfied.
Okay, so be just satisfied, because I only have very satisfied and just satisfied. And then dissatisfied. Okay. All right, ma'am, in your opinion,
Dissatisfied.
Okay, gotcha. All right, ma'am, and in your opinion, would you say economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Economic conditions, I would say, are about the same.
The same. Okay. All right, ma'am, and thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say is the most important issue for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. Okay. The first one will be combating division and racism, lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs, improving K-12 public school education, protecting abortion rights, making college more affordable and forgiving student debt, passing common sense gun reform.
Let me go ahead and say that one. Forgiving student loans and racism.
Okay. Combating racism. All right. Let me read the other ones just in case you want to change your mind. Okay. Passing common sense gun reform to help keep guns out of the hands of wrong people.
How many
security.
Can you
say? You can select up to two, just two, but you can change them if you want to change from the ones
I think those two are the most important. I love gun control, but I'm in college, and college is very important, and I'm also African-American, so we can stop there.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you're very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you're very cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you're not particularly warm or cold, like a neutral, okay? You may use any number between 0 and 100, depending how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of the person or organization, please say so, okay? The first one will be Cornel West from 0 to 100.
Echo mode.
60.
Okay, Kamala Harris.
70.
Okay. Democrats in Congress.
70.
Joe Biden.
70.
Hakeem Jeffries.
80.
Josh Stein.
50.
Tim Scott.
0.
Mark K. Robinson.
80.
Donald Trump.
0.
And Republicans and Congress.
0. The cowards.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Okay, now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Jill Stein, independent Cornel West, independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Joe Biden, and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote? Or if you're still undecided, you can
vote. I would have to go with Biden.
Joe Biden. Biden, okay. All right, ma'am, and if the general election for governor of North Carolina were held today and the candidates were Democrat Josh Stein.
I'm so sorry. You said Mark Robinson. I was thinking we were talking about the other Robinson. I'm going to put him, that's the Republican Robinson, right?
Well, you don't say
governor, and his last name is Robinson. Maybe I'm confused.
Mark K. Robertson, I have not, they don't say nothing about him, so I cannot, you know, I cannot add anything to, you know, just what
hold
is
on.
Here.
Hold on, I want to be honest, but hold on 1 second. Let me see if it's the same person I'm thinking of.
Okay. We can change it. Just let me know.
Mark Robinson, I'm going to give him a 10.
Okay, so Mark K. Robertson, right?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, gotcha. Okay. Okay, ma'am, and if the general election for governor of North Carolina were held today and the candidates were Democrat Josh Stein, Green Party candidate Wayne Turner, Libertarian Mike Ross, and Republican Mark Robinson, for whom would you vote?
Stein.
Which one?
Stein.
Josh Stein, okay. All right, ma'am, and did you happen to see the debate between President Biden and former President Trump on Thursday night?
Yes.
Yes, a lot. Yes, some. Only a little, or just a little.
I saw some.
Some, okay. And did what you see during the debate make you more or less likely to support Joe Biden for president?
I'm going to say more likely, even though he was horrible, Trump is a liar.
Okay, so be much more likely to support him?
Yeah, he was okay. Horrible. But it was horrible,
and,
but Trump is even worse. So.
Okay, and what did you see or hear that makes you more likely to support Joe Biden for president? And just in a few words.
Trump is a liar and a race baiter.
Okay, Trump is a liar.
And race baiter.
Okay.
Don't forget that part.
Okay, and race. Race baiter?
That's right.
Okay. Okay, and, And what would be the reason, you know, what makes you support, like, towards, to support Joe Biden for president? Besides, you know, Trump being a liar.
I think I appreciate his policies.
Okay. His policies, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, ma'am, and did what you see during the debate make you more or less likely to support Donald Trump for president? Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Okay. All right. And what did you see or hear that makes you less likely to support Donald Trump for president?
He said that immigrants were taking black jobs.
Okay. He's the immigrants. We're taking black people's jobs, right?
Yeah, like, what is it? What kind of, what are black people's jobs? What are black people's jobs? What are immigrants' jobs? So what you're saying is we're the lowest on the totem pole, so immigrants are taking the low-paying job from black folks?
Okay. All right, ma'am, now I'd like to read you what some others have said they believe, you know, are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to African-American community right now? Okay, you may choose two choices. The rise of white supremacy and nationalism, a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community, rising crime and violence, cuts to the social security, social safety net like social security, Donald Trump getting elected president again, the Supreme Court rolling back the rights and freedoms, stagnant wages and rising costs, or the lack of quality of education opportunities?
Donald Trump being reelected. You said I could pick two or one?
Yes, ma'am. Two.
Just one? Oh, two. Donald Trump being reelected. And, okay, that's the first one. And then the second one is, what was the first thing you read?
The rise of white supremacy and nationalism.
That's right. There you go.
Okay.
So actually, I'm gonna say
right.
The Supreme Court ruling back. Yeah, the Supreme Court ruling back freedoms. I'm gonna go with that.
Okay. So no, you don't want that.
And Donald Trump.
Okay. Okay, Donald Trump and Supreme Court rolling
back
freedom. Yes. Rolling back the rights and freedom. Right. Okay. All right, ma'am, and for each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Donald Trump or Joe Biden would be better at dealing, you know, with that issue. Bringing down the cost of health care and prescription drugs, would that be Trump or Biden better or much better?
Biden is much
okay,
better on that.
Okay. What about securing our borders?
Biden. He tried to secure the borders. Trump didn't want him to. So I'm going with Biden.
Okay. The rise of white supremacy and nationalism.
Biden.
Okay, implementing common sense gun reforms that help keep guns out of the hands of people who, you know, who shouldn't have them.
Neither one.
Neither one. Okay. Okay. All right. What about growing the income and increasing economic opportunities for people like you?
I'm gonna go with Biden.
Biden, just somewhat better.
Trump,
or much
yeah,
better?
Trump is helping rich folks. He's helping rich folks, not black people or poor immigrants or white folks. He doesn't care about that. Only corporate interest.
Okay. What about protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare? Biden or Trump?
Biden.
Much better or just somewhat better?
Much better. Much better.
Okay. All right, ma'am. We're almost done with this survey. I really thank you for your time that you're taking to help me with this survey, okay? I only have maybe 2 or 3 minutes left. Okay, we're almost done. Okay, and generally speaking, does President Biden handling the Israel-Gaza war make you more or less likely to support him, or does it make no difference?
Doesn't make a difference. I mean, it does, but I don't want to say more or less. There's no middle there.
Okay. And as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did to order, you know, to interfere with the 2016 election. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this verdict?
Oh, I agree.
As strongly or just somewhat agree with the verdict?
Strongly, strongly.
Okay. Okay, since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said black people, you know, are more likely to vote for him because he's now more relatable to African Americans. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this statement?
Disagree. That's offensive.
Would that be strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
Strongly disagree. Strongly. That's offensive. That's saying that black folk are criminals. And so, because he's a criminal, that we should identify with him.
Oh, okay. Thank you, ma'am. Okay, and how often do you receive information about the world in politics from social media? Would you say very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Not at all.
Not at all. Okay. All right, ma'am, switching gears a bit, the last few questions are just for statistical purpose only, okay? What was the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I'm so sorry. A BA degree.
Okay, so
college, 4-year college.
College, bachelor's degree, right? Okay.
Yeah.
And are you married? I'm married with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Single.
All right, ma'am. Do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household?
No children.
All right, and thinking about the approach on political issues, would you describe yourself to be very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I'm going to say somewhat conservative.
Somewhat conservative. All right. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Would you say twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever, or never?
Hardly ever. I don't pray every day. Read the Bible.
Okay. I remember thinking about the neighborhood you live in. Would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
It's mixed.
So maybe about half?
Yeah, about half.
Okay. All right, ma'am, how would you describe the area where you live? Would you urban, suburban, or rural?
I come from urban, but I come from suburban, but it's a little urban.
Urban, okay. And were one or more of your grandparents born outside the United States, yes or no?
No.
Were one of your parents born outside the United States?
No.
Okay, and were you born outside the United States, ma'am?
No.
All right, ma'am. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community? Yes.
No.
Okay. Right, ma'am. This concludes our survey. I really thank you very much for your participation. Okay. You have a great day. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.